Iraq's governing council today announced an agreement on an interim constitution which sets out government structures until a permanent constitution is drafted and ratified sometime next year. Agreement was reached during an all-night negotiating session 2 days after the February 28th deadline. An official in the office of U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer says the document strikes a balance between the role of Islam in Iraq and individual rights and democratic principles. It's to be signed on Wednesday. NPR's Steve Inskeep is in Baghdad. What has been agreed to?
Bob, this interim constitution is vague on a lot of points, but it does confirm the U.S. will turn over power on June 30th to some kind of independent Iraqi government. That interim government will organize elections for president and a parliament by the end of this year, December 31st, if possible, we're told, though the voting can also slip to January 31st of 2005. And that is roughly what was demanded by a lot of Iraqis, including Ayatollah Ali Sistani, who's Iraq's most widely respected religiously.
What about the role of religion in government?
Well, that was a big source of contention, not the only reason that they missed that deadline you mentioned, but a big one. And in fact, Paul Bremer, the American civilian administrator here, had to join the debate before Iraqis came out after 4 o'clock this morning with a paper that says Islam will be a source of legislation in the new government, but not the only source of legislation. And U.S. officials say the paper also includes a lot of language that will sound good to Western ears. There's a section that U.S. and Iraqi officials alike describe as a Bill of Rights with freedom of assembly, freedom of speech. There are said to be checks and balances so that no one person can seize control. That's the plan.
What about the rights of women?
Well, some Iraqi women wanted a guarantee that 40% of the Iraqi parliament would be women. That's not going to happen. It got knocked down to 25%. And we're hearing differences today over what even that 25% means. At least one Iraqi women's leader believes that women are guaranteed 25% of the seats in parliament, but some U.S. and Iraqi officials insist that's really only a goal, that the political parties are supposed to try to put up women candidates and so forth, but that it may be difficult to guarantee that if there really are free elections. It's difficult to guarantee that women will win 25% of the time.
Well, there are 2 days left before the signing. Is anything guaranteed?
Not quite. I mean, the fact is that after June 30th, the U.S. intends to hand over power to an interim government, which will become sovereign. And if Iraqis want to amend this document or even rewrite it from scratch, they can try to do that, although the U.S. is making it clear that it hopes to prevent that. And one U.S. official this morning, speaking carefully, says the U.S. will use tools of diplomacy to influence Iraqi politics. That may be a reference to $20 billion in U.S. aid that's on the way.
NPR's Steve Inskeep in Baghdad.